It was assumed that through reason and science, people could understand nature and harmonize with its laws, thus progressing towards happiness and perfection. But first, they had to know about nature and the nature of nature, what nature is like. And this natural science was based on the discoveries of the 17th century, which had a far greater effect on the thought of the 18th century than on its own time. The 17th century was the great age of scientific discovery. There were the new instruments that made discovery possible, the telescope, perfected by Galileo, who also invented the thermometer and greatly improved the mechanical clock. While a pupil of Galileo's, Torricelli, invented the barometer. All of these instruments permitted more exact and more extensive observations. Then there were specific discoveries. William Harvey discovered the circulation of the blood through heart and lung. Anton Leeuwenhoek developed lenses powerful enough to see bacteria and spermatozoa. Robert Boyle worked on the behavior of gases at different temperatures and under different pressures and became the father of modern chemistry. Tremendous advances were made in mathematics by Isaac Newton and René Descartes, advances in logarithms, differential calculus, integral calculus, all laying the groundwork of higher mathematics. And the mysteries of electricity and magnetism were being revealed by William Gilbert and Benjamin Franklin, by way of Italians like Alessandro Volta and Luigi Galvani. But the greatest figure in early modern science was Isaac Newton, who lived from 1643 to 1727. Newton laid the groundwork of modern physics by working out the mechanical laws of motion, and especially the law of gravity, the speed with which bodies descend to Earth. And the result of this accumulation of discovery was a radical change in the outlook of educated people. When the 17th century opened, serious scientists might still believe in witches. When the 17th century closed, this would have been impossible because no scientist believed in the supernatural forces that witches were supposed to dabble in. In Shakespeare's time, people believed that comets were portents. After Newton, they knew that Newton and Halley had calculated the movement of certain comets and that stars obeyed the laws of gravity just as planets did. So now human imagination accepted scientific law and began to reject magic and sorcery. As this book suggests, the mysteries of nature were to be unraveled by humans. In 1600, men had lived in the Middle Ages. By 1700, the mental outlook of educated people was modern.